And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm using that term "we're" correctly today because I have Robert on the show with me. Now, before we bring Robert on, I'm going to give you some background on Robert. And the reason I brought Robert onto today's show is to show you specifically, no matter what you are doing for a career, no matter what you are doing to establish some form of retirement later on in your life, you could find out that you got it wrong. You totally could find out that you got it wrong. And here's the point. So Robert, he's in his mid-50s. Not right now, but back in 2017, he was in his mid-50s. And he had an epiphany. And this is the epiphany you don't want to have when you're 50 years of age, let alone mid-50 years of age. So what was the epiphany? Well, he realized that all the money that he had been stuffing into his 401k, as well as into other investment vehicles, it wasn't going to cut it. He was not getting to where he thought he was going to get to in 2017. And he realized he had a looming financial catastrophe waiting to happen. I'm serious. Now, let me sweeten the pot a little bit, because the one thing you don't know about Robert, he had, at that point, like a 30 to 35 year career in real estate. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He had a 30 to 35 year career in real estate. This is one of these guys that was on the property management side. He was busy making a lot of money for a lot of people, but he wasn't making a lot of money for himself. Even though he knew somebody that was in the real estate game who had been poking him and prodding him for years and years and years to come on over to the owner side of the fence, Robert was hesitant. He chose not to do that. But eventually, he stepped across the line. He did. He stepped across the line. And I'll tell you what, he radically changed his life. I'm 100% serious with you. He radically changed his life. And what we're going to do today is we're going to get into Robert's mind. I want you to understand how a real estate professional could be engaged in the real estate business for many, many years and not become very wealthy. I'm not picking on Robert. What I'm doing, though, is I'm framing for you a possible outcome that could possibly be your outcome. Whether you're in property management or not, this could be your outcome. So with no further ado, let me bring Robert onto the show. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show.
Man, it's such a pleasure to have you here. You know, you and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in the same year. I joined about 5 years ago, as did you. And I had a similar experience. I had a massive financial catastrophe hitting me because I had left the military after 27 years. And even though I earned a pension, I couldn't live off that pension. It didn't provide me enough income. And I saw the writing on the wall. And I realized that even though I was physically retired from the military, I wasn't financially retired. And I'll tell you what, it scared the bejesus out of me. What was going on in your mind when in 2017, when you had that same epiphany?
You know, you get so busy in your W-2 ball and chain environment where it's just, you know, put your nose down, work harder, things are going to be good. And it did go well. I mean, I advanced up to running large property management companies, making good salaries. You know, I had the ego, I had the big corner office, and I thought, I'm doing really well. And then I looked at, finally penciled it out, and said, even maxing out my 401k, that's not cutting it for where I'm going to be. But I think really for me, the epiphany was we actually had apartments that were senior housing, and I saw how many seniors who had had the same great W-2 careers, in different industries, had retired, and every single day they were worried about outliving their assets. So they weren't enjoying their life. They weren't saying, hey, let's go on a vacation to France or whatever. They were pinching pennies and thinking, oh my gosh, I hope I don't live longer than my money. And that finally woke me up. It's like, I need to do something different.
Wow. I mean, I didn't have that kind of experience. But yeah, when you have people that have lived their lives telling you that they're living their lives in fear because they don't know if they can make it to the end of the week or the month, yeah, I could see that being an eye-opener for you. So you happen to know John Ridgway. I mean, you'd been in the apartment industry for many, many years. John Ridgway, who's one of our multifamily mentors, who's gone on to do other things, he had been putting this bug in your ear to be an owner. So tell me about the dialogue that you two were having.
So he and I kind of grew up in the industry together, right? Like being promoted through the ranks, and we would work for a company that would say, hey, we just sold our portfolio, and so thanks for all you've done for us, but we don't have a position for you, or you know, whatever. So 3, 4, 5 months, you're looking for a job, burning down your savings. You find another job, you start over, and you're just on this little hamster treadmill. We both got involved in the apartment association. We're presidents of our association, heavily involved. So known John for 20 plus years easy. And I'd say for at least 8 to 10 of those, the last years, he kept telling me about this thing called Lifestyles Unlimited. And it just sounded too good to be true. It sounded, you know, I'm like, why would I give up my large income for this entrepreneurial, risky endeavor? I just couldn't wrap around it mentally, you know, to make the leap, until one time we were at a Texas Apartment Association golf tournament.
Wow. So you guys are playing golf. You're hitting a little ball around the course, and John Ridgway, he leans across his golf club and he whispers something in your ear, Robert. I know what he said.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious, and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not gonna invest with you, I'm gonna go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be a part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining me, you're not just joining me, you're joining Robert and me. Together, we're going to explain some things real estate related that you're going to learn from. Yeah, that's why we're here. That's totally why we're here. We are here to help you understand that there's a completely different way to get to where you're trying to get to than the path that you're following. And Robert and I know this firsthand because we were doing what you're currently doing. Now, we may not be working exactly in your industry, but trust me, we were trading time for money. And if you were listening to Robert's story as we went to the break, he was doing a pretty good job of trading time for money. I mean, you think about it. He had a very successful corporate career. He had the corner office. He had all the bells and whistles that go with that top-tier job. But something was absolutely missing. And as we went to break, he was telling us that he was playing golf with a mutual friend of ours, John Ridgway. And John Ridgway kind of leaned across his golf club as they're getting ready to tee off. And he finally said something to you, Robert, that made you change the direction of your life. What did John finally tell you that got your attention?
You have to backstory a little bit. You have to know that I've been teasing John at that point for a couple of years about him driving all around the country in his RV, recreational vehicle. He might be in Calgary and he'd post on Facebook, "Yep, I'm approving bills today." And I'd respond with a smart aleck answer like, "Oh, working hard, huh?" And he said, "Yeah, Robert, that's kind of the point." I'm like, "Oh." But anyway, at the golf course, he leaned over and he said, "So, Robert, what are you going to live on when you retire?" And I'm thinking, what a dumb question. Just like everybody else, just like the seniors at my senior properties, I'm going to live off of my 401k, how much my house is appraised, you know, Social Security, and be scared to death that I'm going to live longer than all of that money. And he just looked at me straight in the face and said, "You know, I'm not going to ever touch any of that." I went, "How?" He goes, "I've got this thing called passive income." And I don't know why, but that finally was the light bulb moment, because I thought everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's got the same fear about retiring. He just threw out something totally new to me, like saying, speaking French or something. So I'm like, "Okay, tell me more." That was the light bulb moment for me.
Now, you have a very impressive background. I mean, there aren't too many people in Lifestyles Unlimited that come to our organization with the background that you have in commercial real estate. I mean, what caused you to get started in commercial real estate? Why commercial real estate and not being, you know, whatever your mom and dad expected you to be?
You know, it's funny, because out of college, I thought I was either going to be a stockbroker or a management consultant. And I literally thought that when I went in just to whatever office and said, "Hi, I'm Robert, I'm here to be hired," that people were just going to fall on their knees and praise and say, like, "Oh, please, thank you so much, join our company." So that didn't happen. So I had a friend that was in property management and said, "Why don't you do this until you figure out or find what you really want?" Well, 30 plus years later, I was still doing that. You know, we all get in our career and we just work hard and think we're going to get promoted. Which I did, and it was very successful. But I always saw the owners, like, there was such a income gap. I'm like, what's the secret sauce? What's going on different with them? And I really thought that at some point in my career, I was going to be made a partner, kind of like you are in the legal profession. And call me a slow learner, but it took me that long to realize that doesn't really ever happen in property management. There are the worker people, the property managers. And I had portfolios where I was increasing the net operating income 30% a year for 3 years in a row. Owners were super happy. And what did they do? They sold the properties. They sold the portfolio. Well, then I was out of a job. So it took me a while to finally figure out, no one's ever going to teach me whatever this secret sauce is, the secret formula is, until I went to the 2-day with Lifestyles Unlimited. And it was like the best college education I ever had. It's like, here are all the secret doors that no one would ever open for me, answering those questions about how do you become one of those people that are making all that money in real estate. I just wish I'd done it 5 years, 10 years before.
Yeah, you and me both. I have 2 college degrees, plus I have a certification, which is a military equivalent to like a CPA certification. And with all 3 of those educational paths, not one of them taught me exactly what you just said, taught me what I learned in the 16 hours in Lifestyles Unlimited. How about you? How many degrees do you have, Robert?
I've got my bachelor's, and then I'm a CPM, a certified property manager, kind of like the CPA of property management.
I'd call that 2. And amongst those 2 degrees, did you get the secret sauce out of it? Obviously you didn't, but I got to ask the question.
No, I learned how to become a better property manager, which translates into how to make owners even more money, which, you know, I mean, that was my job. That was ethically, that's what I was supposed to be doing. But again, no one ever taught me the next step about, why don't you invest in real estate, look at the tax consequences, appreciation, and all the different ways that you make money in real estate. And I'll say this, I always thought I can't afford to do it. I mean, maybe I could buy a duplex. Maybe I could buy a fourplex. But gosh, look how much money even that is. I was really limited. I didn't understand the concept of leverage. And even having been the national PAC chair for NAA, for the local apartment association, and raising record amounts of money, I thought, I know I can go out and get people to invest in my deals. Well, what I quickly found is people saw me walking in the door and they turned around like, oh gosh, there's Robert again. Because people don't like being hounded for money. So
yeah,
that was another thing about lifestyles, is the network of like-minded people that are so, you know, there's so many people with so much money sitting in that room that are saying, yes, please find a good investment for us. So there's just so much about lifestyles that just educates you to a whole new world. The friendships you make and the like-minded people that are all willing to get on the train.
So once you received this education, did you go out and buy single family or did you go out and buy multifamily? What did you decide to do?
So a lot of people, it depends on where you're at on your journey. Some people have to start at single. Some people start as a passive investor. Because of my experience, I started directly on multifamily as a lead investor. And then at the time, I was told I bought the largest first lead deal at 120 units. Most people will start smaller for the reasons I said. And I think our first raise was $6.7 million, if I remember right, and raised it because there's so much money with the membership. But I was kind of probably a little bit arrogance, not the right word, but I just knew I didn't want to buy a 20 unit deal, get the calls at 3 a.m. saying, hey, the toilet stopped up, whatever. I wanted to be able to buy a property big enough to have a professional manager and set up my management company.
Yeah, and that is spot on. And with your background, it's kind of a no-brainer. I can see why you supersized immediately. We come back from the break. We're going to get into some of these deals. I want you to understand how Robert has financially changed his life. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Yeah, I'm serious about that. We're gonna change your life. Yeah, we're. I'm talking about we're, like Robert and I, because Robert's on the show with me. Robert joined Lifestyles Unlimited about the same time I did, almost 5 years ago. Both of us were trying to escape financial Armageddon. I mean, that was my version of it. Robert, was your version kind of like a financial Armageddon, or what was it like when you had that epiphany that what you were doing wasn't going to work and you needed to change gears?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It was one of the scariest decisions I've probably ever made, because I went from the secure, and I use air quotes, secure W-2 world, the big figure job, thinking, I can work as long as I want, to going to saying, well, I'm going to be a total entrepreneur in my mid-50s and risk giving up my job. And if I do that, will I ever find another job if this entrepreneur thing doesn't work out? So, but again, I go back to, with having some properties that were senior citizen properties and looking at how everybody was so stressed, they weren't worried about, I'm going to run out of money in a month or a year. They were worried about, how am I going to live another 12, 15, 20 years? So they were being super conservative even today. And I just thought, I don't want that to be my wife and I's 20 years, of retirement, that we're always worried. So for me, it was like, I've got to try this. I've got to check it out and just see if it works. But it was still scary. I felt like I was kind of jumping off a cliff a little bit into the water and hoping there were no rocks down below. It's kind of like it was just a big risk leaving corporate America. But I can't say enough. It was the best decision I've ever made.
How much income were you trying to replace? Do you remember that number?
Oh, I penciled it out so many times, frontwards and backwards. I was trying, I wanted to get to, in my mind, it's like I wanted to get up to 250, 300,000 to feel safe. And like, how was I going to replace that? What were the tax consequences? On and on. So, I had a big number that I was looking at.
How long did it take you to replace that?
Probably I retired, Lifestyles teaches that they want to try to retire you from corporate America in 5 years. I was able to leave right at 3 years.
Okay, so 3 years you were able to get yourself real estate retired and replace the income that you needed to replace in order to never, ever go back to corporate America.
Yep, that's right. I always had people I could go to, and that was like, okay, suddenly those people are me. So there was definitely still a lot to learn, but I enjoy that. And I've enjoyed getting to know, rounding out, and learning the different aspects of the business. But so thankful that I already had the property management side down, because that's, to me, the hardest side to learn.
Yeah, I agree with you. The property management side, especially if you have bad habits coming into it, you have to correct all those bad habits so that you understand what right looks like, and then it's easier. But at the end of the day, just about anybody can get the property management piece down, because we teach you how to get it done correctly. You kind of had a leg up, and that's totally fine. I think it's great when you can use skill sets that you have to make this an easier process for you. So, Robert, you just decided, I'm a first-time lead investor. I'm just going to go buy the biggest property that I can find. Oh, here's one for 120 units. Nobody else, as a first-time lead investor back in 2017-ish, had ever done this before. What kind of feedback were you getting from people when you said, okay, I've got this 120 unit, I'm going to syndicate to other Lifestyles Unlimited members? What were people saying?
My investor list at the time was a lot smaller than it is now, but that being said, what's so cool about Lifestyles, as opposed to me saying just trying to go syndicate a deal on my own to the big bad world, is that in Lifestyles, there's networking events, there's meetings. I'd already made friends. I'd already knew a lot of people at Lifestyles. A lot of people knew me. And when they heard about my background and my experience, we filled up that offering so quickly. And there's no way I could have done that on my own. I'm talking over $6 million. That just filled up super fast because there's so many like-minded people in there. Lifestyles protects the passive investors very well. So the people, the doctors, the engineers, the computer IT people that have joined Lifestyles, very successful people, are more comfortable that they're not just joining some Ponzi scheme or whatever at all. They're in a very protected culture, and I love that about Lifestyles, with how they look out for the passive investors.
Did you look out for your passive investors in that first deal?
Well, absolutely. That's my fiduciary and ethical responsibility. So sure, of course. And we had great returns. We sold the deal 24 months later, and I want to say we gave back all our money to the investors, plus, if I remember right, like 52% on top of that.
Okay.
So 152% profit.
Wow. In just two years. You did all that in just 2 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, Robert.
And we've just kept going. We've been buying about bigger properties. Our largest so far has been 464 units. We bought 360 units, 250, 224. So we're right over. I've bought six deals at about 1,500 units since joining Lifestyles. And there's no way I could have done that without the Lifestyles network.
Describe to me the house you were living in 2017 when you rolled into the two-day financial freedom seminar. What kind of house were you living in?
We had a really nice house in Dallas, Texas, right on the lake there in the city. very desirable neighborhood. Like most people, it's like pay off your house. We did, again, not understanding leverage, even though we had a super low interest rate. What really frustrated me there, and again, started making me think about retirement years, is that we had our house paid off. Our property taxes had gone up to $21,000 a year, and we're going up every year. I'm like, this is insanity. So we had some friends that lived a little bit right outside of DFW. Long story short, we were able to find, they found it and said, you got to come check this out. We found 17 acres on a much newer house, nice house on a creek. And with the ag exemption, are paying a third of the taxes. So, I mean, lifestyle has totally changed. And again, I couldn't have been able to do most of this if I had not joined Lifestyle. So just it's financial freedom, which is obviously is important. But the one thing we haven't really talked about is the freedom of your time. I work now when I want to, you know, and I work for 3 hours. I go out and hit golf balls. I go out and do whatever. I can't even tell you the freedom of controlling your own time is probably the most rewarding thing for me.
You know, isn't it neat when you have an hour just available to you and you can make the decision to make that hour productive, or you can make the decision to make it, you know, whatever you want to do. And there's nobody standing over you telling you which one is right. You're in complete control of your time. I think that is the most precious gift that we get when we become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and we finally hit that real estate retirement spot. And I think it's just amazing that so many people are able to do this. I mean, and you don't have to be a guy that spent 35 years managing residential income producing properties for other people to be successful. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And a perfect example of that, we sold two of our properties 2 weeks ago. We just closed on it. And probably the most rewarding thing, all the investor partners, you know, just emailing me, calling me, like, what amazing returns. I'm so glad we invested with you. Probably the most rewarding thing is that three of those investors have been able to retire from their W-2 world.
Man. There it is, man. Let's pop the champagne, Robert, because that right there, what you just said, is amazing. We come back from the break. We're going to get into the personal side. You're going to be amazed. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Stop waiting, stop sitting around, stop procrastinating. This is your time, make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's gonna crash. It's gonna be better next year. I've gotta listen to four more classes. I love guys come up to me all the time. You know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, you're joining Robert and myself. Both of us joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. We were both trying to change the trajectory of our lives. Robert was trying to replace a lot more income than I was. I think what's really neat is that you had a lot of skill sets that were absolutely transferable. I mean, one of the things that we teach our members is the whole operation side. I mean, come on, let's be honest. You kind of understood that operation side, right? I mean, that was kind of like a no-brainer for you. But the ownership side, that was all like the brand new horizon for you? That's the part that made you nervous, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you're working for somebody else, they're the risk takers, right? So you're just trusting that they're doing the right thing, but you're also trusting they're not going to sell out the job or the portfolio or from under you. You're not in control. You're on their time clock. You're in rush hour traffic. So yeah, that was definitely the biggest fear. It's like, what do I not know about the finance side, about the you know, accounting side? I worked for large companies where if I had an accounting question, I went to the CPA, our accountant. If I had an HR question, I went to the HR department.
Now, Robert, you didn't have a meltdown. I mean, you didn't go through the experience that I went through where your expenses were overwhelming your income. But you were looking at something much more treacherous in your future, were you not?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I was looking down the road, like, what is, you know, 20 plus years of retirement look like? How do you stretch out those dollars? You know, the fears everybody has, will Social Security even still be there? You know, what will the stock market look like as we're seeing this week? So what will my 401k look like? So visual uncertainties, I just didn't realize there was any other option outside of keep working on, you know, on the grindstone and just work, and just hope everything works out.
What is this real estate investing done for you, I should say, from a personal standpoint? I mean, what's it done for your marriage and for your family life?
Well, I mean, it's changed our life 360. I mean, we have financial freedom. We have the time freedom. You know, and on a personal note, my wife has been going through some cancer stuff. So I've had the time to be with her and spend with her and help her. Whereas if I was having to drive in rush hour traffic every day, it would have been such a different world, stressful world. But I mean, I can't say enough how much the time freedom means. And it's just hard to even explain it, even to myself, in the mindset I used to be in of work. Gosh, I've got to get all my errands done on Saturday and Sunday. Now I do what I want to do when I want to do it. You know, if I want to go to Home Depot or whatever at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, that's what I do. And they're not crowded. But so just the lifestyle. We want to go on I've never took a vacation for more than 5 days, you know, the 7 day and be back at work. And now it's like, hey, we want to go for 10 days. We want to go for a month to Europe. We can do that. That's just, I can't even imagine 5 years ago having thoughts like that. So it's changed our world completely.
Have you established a home office?
We haven't yet. You know, I listened to Curtis Haynes at Lifestyles Expo, and that's something I definitely want to look into.
What about this home office attracts you?
Just the legacy part of it. You know, I definitely want, I mean, I think legacy issues become more important as you get older, or more important to you. Not just for your family, but just for what am I giving back to others, to the world, to hopefully leave it a little bit better, you know, for my time being here. Instead of before, it's just work 9 to 5. Gosh, I wish I had time for charities. I wish I had time for different things, but I just don't have time. So you start thinking about legacy issues a whole lot more, I think.
So what legacy issues are sprouting in your mind? What are the things that you're actually focused on?
We've been kind of trying to decide which, you know, what to focus on. I mean, primarily, honestly, is lifestyles, giving back, helping out other people get on this journey, helping other people get started. So like in each of my investments, because they're such large capital raises, I mean, they're typically now $13 to $16 million, and they fill up in a couple of days. But when you're a brand new person that's joined and you're just starting the journey, you may only have $25,000 to invest. And most of the minimum investments because of those large raises are $100,000, and you'll have people put in $100,000, $300,000. I had one person put in $800,000. So you get some high net worth people because they've been successful in lifestyles. But then you also have the people that are just starting out and haven't seen the success, haven't seen the financial freedom yet. So I always open up a tranche for those first-time people that are just joining for like $25,000. And it's so fun to give back to them, educate them, have their light bulb moments go off, get the emails like when we just sold these properties going, I can't, this was my first lifestyle deal. I can't believe how I've more than doubled my money because of your investment and your management. So thank you so much. I mean, that's so fulfilling in and of itself, probably even more than the money that's coming into my account. It's like I'm helping other people get started.
Yeah, you've got employees, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we have with 1,500 units, we have a small management company. And it's funny that you bring that up because when we started, I thought, you know, I've always had big management companies, like 26,000 units, 90, almost 100 properties. In ego, I was like, how big do I want to get? 5,000 units, 10,000 units? What I've realized now that I'm learning all the finances is that you don't have to have that many units to do really well. And I don't really want to be that anchored down to a job. So that number has shrunk. I'm now wondering if we just want to be a nice little small family operation, 1,200 units, 1,500 units. That's still up in the air, but that's kind of fun too, that I have that kind of freedom, that it's not like I have to meet certain numbers to be successful. I can do what I want to do at the pace I want to do it.
And you just defined control right there. You realize you just did that, right?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that, but you're right.
Yeah.
And that is a very freeing feeling.
And here's what else I got out of the whole thing. You found your sweet spot. You know exactly what your business model needs to produce for you. You're not consuming your assets. And what your assets are doing is they're actually paying you income streams, and you're developing the equities in these assets. So you're building a business platform that is able to grow with you as you choose to grow. And if you choose not to grow, it's still going to take care of you for the rest of your life. I think this is just amazing. All right, so here's the question I've got for you, Robert, because this is the one that always trips everybody up. If you and your wife were to pass away today, who takes over responsibility for your empire? Told you that
that's
was a tough
next
one,
step,
huh?
Honestly, yeah, that's the next step we need to take. And I was talking to John Ridgway about this very thing a couple of months ago. Because, I mean, the plan has been it would be her, but then my operating partner also is a lifestyles certified lead investor. But she's not sure if she wants to take on that full responsibility. So that's definitely something we want to firm up. And I think everybody should have in place. Like Ridgway has another lead that would take over that he trusts. And I just think that's a smart business plan to have that kind of, not estate planning, but kind of just planning in place.
Yeah, it's that contingency stuff. You know, it's one of the things the military beat into my head, contingency planning, you know, because everything that I learned was no matter how much I planned, it wasn't really the plan that was important. It was the concept that I knew how to plan, the planning function. So at the end of the day, we are all changing our lives with the real estate that we've acquired. You're changing other people's lives because you're giving people like me an opportunity to invest with you and make the same type of returns that you're making. And that's what makes this whole thing at Lifestyles Unlimited so beautiful. It's the fact that we all come together as members. We all exchange information. We exchange ideas. We all have different modalities that we follow, but it's all the same roadmap. It's the same roadmap that gets us from where we started to where we've arrived. And you've definitely arrived, Robert. I mean, in 3 years, you replaced a bunch of income. You were able to take skill sets that you had honed over a myriad of years and really fine tune those down. And you built your own management company. I'm guessing your management company is probably way more efficient in its current situation than it was when you had those bigger ones in corporate America. I'm just guessing. Is any truth to that?
Yeah, and I mean, we've had some huge curveballs thrown at the industry, right, between COVID and eviction moratoriums and stuff. So thank goodness we had the experience level that we had. We've gone through past downturns in real estate. So, you know, I've jokingly said in the last 5 or 10 years, anybody could make money in real estate. Well, when times get tough, that's when you find out the true good operators, and I feel blessed that we've got that kind of team in place.
What's the future hold? What does your new 5-year plan look like?
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. It's a little fluid now. you know, we had talked about 5,000 units. Now I'm kind of enjoying, you know, we sold three of our five deals. We're going to be down to two units. But we are poised and ready to pounce when we find a new deal that makes sense for us. So I have no doubt that I've got the money, you know, with my investors. I don't know what the magic answer is. I want to have fun. That would be my answer.
That is the best answer, Robert. Because this really, in Al's book, we're doing all this because we need to have fun in life. You can do it too. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com. Get signed up and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.